Board of Directors for the Tenny County Transportation Advisory Board. We'll start with the roll call. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Kendall Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Keith Francis.
Rick Ziegenfuss.
In our audience.
Travis Howard from HDR. Jonas Argus, Tenny County Partnership.
Ann Pierce, Great River Engineering.
Okay. First item on the agenda would be approval of last meeting's minutes.
So move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? None. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion will carry. Second agenda item will be old business. Anyone have anything that...
I don't know if this is new business or old business, but business 65 sidewalk from the front gate of the college to what used to be Turkey Creek Convenience Store. It's now White Oaks number 6 or something, anything like that. Yeah. But anyway, the contract was awarded by MoDOT to Emery Sapp & Son. Notice to proceed was 6 July. And there's a pre-construction meeting on August 31st. It's a virtual, but if anybody wants on that, I'll make sure they get the stuff. And the Emery Sapp has said that it will be, he will be starting September 6th. I think the award price was $591,000. So, anyway, that was one of our projects.
Yeah.
That was one of the regional projects. For those of you who didn't hear me, Aswaria sends her regrets. She's waiting for a COVID test to come back. So, she's out of business for a while. That's it for that one.
Okay. Any other business? Okay. The threes. Devin, you got any 10 county updates?
The Dalton Road Bridge is complete. We haven't done the paving yet. Starting on Old Cheese Plant Bridge in Bradleyville next Tuesday. Got all kinds of supplies for it. Today we've got a semi-load of material. The beams are coming later in the week. There will be like 4 loads of them. We're going to stack up until we get to that point. Round Mountain, they poured the deck on it last Tuesday. There's got all the forms off. They're getting ready to do the backfill on each end. Fencing, minor details, and that bridge will be done. Other than that, we're chip sealing, patching, and mowing. Every day it has rain.
Yeah.
Yep. For that time of year, we think it may never rain again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. List there, but MoDOT.
Well, I'll speak on one item on MoDOT. They did cancel the Beaver Creek Bridge core drilling.
Oh.
I think they've already heard enough public that they're going to consider redrilling in another area above it. This is what they had on the email that was sent to me and Sheila. That would be good. That would not hinder people going back and forth or emergency vehicles. It would be a good thing.
Yeah, that's a... We dealt with that a little bit last year. That's a long way around.
I mean, how long is it for you?
It had gone about 55 minutes.
Yeah.
And we have... The school... We have students that live on each side of those drives. As soon as you cross the bridge, there's kids that use it. They're more like, you know, about an hour and 5 extra, you know.
Yeah.
And when you already live in Cedar Creek, where they've already closed the school district, you know, the kids who live down at Elbow, When you hook them, it's a long, you know, it turns it into about a 2.5 hour ride into school.
But again, they did state in the email they were going to look at a different location to do the core drilling of the rock.
Yeah.
And their fuel tax, it goes in October?
October.
Is when it starts?
Mm-hmm. The first 2.5 or whatever.
2.5, yeah. It's what, 2.5 cents yearly for?
5 years.
5 years.
17 cents. And counties and cities share 15% of that. So yeah, we'll get some money from that too.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Like I said, you just come on in and you'll find that book.
Surely 5 years from now we'll still have a few years that run on trolley, right?
When you read this, there's it forms a committee to look at alternative fuel vehicles. It adds price to some of the alternative vehicles now. So that law does more than just fossil fuel, diesel, and mogas. It does all. But we're even after that, we're going to actually be a little low, but compared to what everybody else has been for all these years. So we're the second lowest gas tax in the nation and the sixth largest road network. So the dollar per mile that they devote to road maintenance and adding to the system is like minuscule. And I think we can see that right now. We can see that the money pinch is getting to MoDOT. So they've burned down through their $1 billion of savings, and there are about $300 million left. And if they keep going like this without replenishment, that'll go pretty fast.
Now, they did get their commission approved the statewide transportation improvement program, right?
Yep.
And that's a STIP for 5 years. That should have some money coming with it?
No.
It doesn't?
No, that divides up the money that's already there. And last year they didn't do a STIP because of, but that's a rolling 5 years, so that's the same, but it's annual. But there is.
I was hoping Beth would be here today where we could delve into this a little more deeply, maybe. Yeah. Better.
But no, the STIP just allocates the money they have.
Doesn't mean you get it.
No. Where the big boost, the real big money is federal. And this year, the Highway Transportation Bill, Trust
this,
Fund.
This news article, and all I'm just like what I hear even the newspaper, said $1.1 billion per year for the 5 year period.
So that might be what they're allocating.
Maybe we can have this on the continued agenda when MoDOT shows up. We can delve into it a little more deeper. Looks like good news. This was published on July the 9th. So hopefully it is.
Well, it's good news that they have a STIP. That's good news. We would be a lot better off if we didn't have to have a federal continuing authority, because that means no growth. That just means what you had last year is what you get, but that's better than nothing. And the federal Highway Transportation Bill is supposed to be a five-year bill each year. We've only had one five-year bill in the 20 years that I've been city administrator, so chances of that are probably not great. And as good as they're getting along lately in there, it's really not great. But that's where 80% of the actual money that goes to the roads comes from. MoDOT, I do believe the bulk of MoDOT is back in their offices. That's been a big help for me.
Well, the news article says over the next 3 years, 50% of all state minor and low volume minor roads and bridges will be worked on. It's a pretty ambitious statement. Overall, the STIP includes an estimated $5.5 billion over the next 5 years. place on the agenda next time, and see what the status is. We need more details.
I think your man there should be Frank Miller. Beth's going to tell you she doesn't know the answers to that either, but Frank Miller will know the answers to that.
Well, they let quite a few bridges come to a contractor. Wasn't it the same contractor to repair?
Yes. Emery's Happ and Son got a great big bunch, and those are design build, and they're doing it in blocks, and they're saving millions by doing it that way, which is really smart. I mean, MoDOT's doing some smart stuff, but they're running out of resources. They've also worked pretty hard on the cost share program. I can remember Director McKenna, when I first met him, I said, you know, the money you put in the cost share program doubles because the communities match it. And he basically told me to leave him alone. That wasn't going anywhere. Well, after he's not had any money for a few years, he's finally decided that maybe they should put some money in there and get it doubled or more.
Yeah. So, anyway. Seems like something that.
Well, it does to me, but.
But in some of that, when you run, when you, you know, if the amount that they had, that, you know, some that maybe it just doesn't matter quite as much if you think it's a never-ending pool until it starts to dry up.
The problem we have is regulation. The $591,000 for the sidewalk, we did the material costs on that, $17,000. That's what, because we just, I mean, we put sidewalks along Birch and all that. I think to have contractors put the sidewalk along Birch was going to be $107,000. We did it for a little over $8,000 with our own guys, and it's there. And this project for $500,000 should be $250,000 maybe if they're really getting fat. And the rest of all of this stuff is just regulation and rules and
competing with contractors.
Yeah. So anyway. And I don't know how many sets of plans we've had on that. We really needed one. So that's makes me crazy, but a lot of things make me crazy.
A lot of money spent before it ever got to the 591,000. Okay. Item five, the new business. I'm going to have anything else other than what we've already done.
Go ahead, Keith. Okay.
The only thing that we got, we're pretty excited about, it goes to council tonight. I take four of our five contracts to council for the undergrounding of the utilities on 76 with White River, Two Century Link, Show Me Tech, and Southern Link. White River will go, I think it's the 10th, is our next one after tonight, is the next meeting. So there's almost $1.7 million contracts to getting that first phase underground that we've been shooting for ever since this project started. So
where will that be from where to where?
Presley's to the Ferris wheel, basically. Just past the intersection of 165 and 76.
Nothing approved yet on out to the World's Largest Toy Museum, that phase.
That's segment two from Toy Museum to Ferris wheel, which you met with us on, you know, with the
is that
we're getting ready to hopefully send out the RFQ for engineering services for segments one and two, which is from Shepherd of the Hills to the Ferris wheel, and within the next 30 days, hopefully, that'd be for engineering services for design of those two segments.
That'd be just the design phase.
Design phase,
physical
correct.
Physical on the ground yet?
No, that's correct.
How long do you think that design phase will take?
Oh, 6 to 9 months at least, I'm guessing.
It's going to be mid-fall next year before the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the...
Turn something in that...
Yeah, the
phase
first...
Two.
The first segment of utilities to go underground, we're hoping to start that after the first of the year, after business kind of slows down. But it's all dependent on getting material, because utility companies are telling us that it's very difficult to get material now. They're saying 6 to 9 month lead time. So we got a big switchgear that's got to go in there by the Titanic for the electric and stuff. And they're saying that could take 6 months or longer to get that part. just that one item.
That's all. I think council had a complete